Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. So we're one quarter down, first quarter down for the year, and every now and then I like to encourage people to do a check-in. Like, where are you at right now in terms of your all of your goals, your health goals, your wellness goals, your wealth goals, your personal development goals, relationship goals, spiritual goals, friendship goals, all the different goals that you have in life or should have? Where are you at? When was the last time you took a look and reviewed them to see, well, this is where I'm at? It's an end of a quarter, end of 90 days. What did you do in that last 90 days? Were you focused in that last 90 days, or were you distracted? Were you not completely on point? What was it that you did in this last 90 days to move you closer and closer to where it is that you know you really need to get to? Because as I often talk about, life will just happen to you if you don't take it to life and say, well, these are the outcomes that I want, and you create a roadmap to get there. So I want you to do this exercise and have a look at, have you got all your goals written down, whether it be life goals, whether it be your last 90 days? And I want you to do an assessment. Be honest, you don't have to share it with anyone. Just be honest with how you're tracking. Are you where you want to be? Or should you be further along? And chances are, if you're hungry like me, I haven't done absolutely everything that I set out to do over this last 90 days, if I'm completely honest with myself. I've achieved some really good outcomes. I've achieved a lot of progress, and I'm happy with that progress. But I know that there is more within me. And this is why I track every day, so that I can see, all right, have... Like, for instance, if I said to you 35 days ago, how did you perform? And you say, oh, well, you're going to guess, right? So, oh, yeah, pretty good. But how did you perform really? Like, were you really honest with yourself? How did you rate yourself out of 10? What was your effort? What was your result? What could you have done better? How did you rate yourself out of 10 in terms of your outcomes and your effort? How many things have you gotten done over this last period of time? How much strategic thinking did you put in to your life to make sure that you're progressing forward, progressing your business, life, health, wellness, etc.? How intensely are you working out? Do you have a workout plan at all? Do you have a nutrition plan? Are you focusing on making you healthier, stronger, better? Or are you just going through life? Like, what is going on for you in that space? Because if you are just going through life, your results are going to be subpar. Subpar sucks. Subpar absolutely sucks. We want to achieve the absolute best versions of ourselves. And that will only happen with a concentrated effort in doing that. So it is up to us, right? It's up to us to achieve those best versions of ourselves. It's up to us to push as hard as possible to achieve those things. And honestly, if you don't track it, you won't just get better. You will actually just get worse. That's what happens just naturally. If you don't track what it is that you're doing, you won't just say, oh, look, I actually got better. You will just naturally get worse. Like, think about a financial goal. If you're wanting to create this financial success for yourself, this wealth for yourself, and you don't focus on it, you're not going to accidentally wake up one day and find out, oh, look, I'm debt free. And oh, look, I've got all this money in my bank account. Oh, my investments have grown by, you know, XYZ percentage. It just won't happen. It will only happen if you put all this focus into it. That's where all the growth is. That's what's going to help you move from where you are to where it is that you're going to get to. And that's super tough, right? That's really hard to do. But it's worth it. And just like any type of success in your life, what's hard is worth working for and worth achieving. So that's what you need to aim for. Got to keep pushing no matter what. Keep driving. Keep driving yourself forward. And unless you stop and do some type of evaluation against what you're doing right now, then how are you ever going to know? And the answer is that you're not. So that's why you have to do it. And it can be scary, because if you are being honest with yourself and you find that, yeah, do you know what? I'm really not performing as well as I could be. I'm really not doing all the work that I could be. Then you're going to find that that can be confronting. It's like that. That's admitting to yourself that you're actually not where you should be. You're actually not performing as well as you could be. You're not being the best version of you. But that's really honest if you do that, which is why I track everything that I do every day. So I track my workouts, I track my food, I track the performance of me in life and business, because I'm tracking the five outcomes that I want to achieve each day. I'm rating my day each day. I'm rating my effort each day. And it's very rare. I think I've spoken about this before, but over 2 years or so that I've been tracking, I've only given myself a 10 out of 10 in terms of outcomes and effort, only once. Most of the time I'm around an 8, something like that. But it's very, very rare that I'm a 10. And what does that mean? It means that there's always room for improvement. I can always do better. So if I can do better, you can do better. If you don't track it, if you don't stop and do an assessment and say, well, do you know what? I'm a little bit behind in my wealth creation goals. I'm a little bit behind in my relationship goals. I'm a little bit behind in my health and wellness goals and that sort of space. Exercise. It's okay to be honest with yourself and then find out where you are, where you want to be, and what's that bit in the middle called? It's called a gap, right? That's the gap. And then you work out a strategy to close that gap. And the fastest way to close the gap is to get a coach that's had an incredible amount of success in the area where you want to be great and you've got a gap. And if you want to close that gap and exceed that gap, which is what I want to do, then to me that becomes so exciting and so rewarding, and it will keep you driving forward. I mean, one of the things that I decided to do when I changed my career 17 years ago, I've been in business 15 years now full time, but I made the decision to change to run my own business 15 years ago. Oh, sorry, start again. I made the decision 17 years ago. I worked for 2 years to get the qualifications, work out how I could start getting clients in, etc., so that I didn't just walk away from nothing, have no income. And since I've done that, I was saying that I got distracted. There's police cars in the area. I got distracted. What I was saying is I didn't want to end this life of mine where I was left wondering, what if? What if I had done this? What if I had pushed harder? What if I had not run my own business? What if I had stayed in my marriage, for instance, and continued to remain unhappy? All of these things that I've done now, which are like, wow. And they would have been a wow, I can't believe you've done those things. If I had have been looking from my old corporate job at a parallel me living and saying, wow, I can't believe you did all those things. And I've done them because I took a chance on me. And I knew what my potential was. And I still know there is more potential within me. And I keep pushing, I keep working, I have this unrelenting work ethic that says, well, I'm just not going to stop. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep going until I achieve the things that I want to achieve. And then I'll keep being hungry for more, because that's what successful people do. They don't just settle. They keep on pushing, keep on pushing. And I realize that that's different to most people. Most people would say, well, when's enough, enough? When, you know, you should be stopping. You shouldn't be doing that. It's okay to not grow yourself. Somebody said that to me the other day. And I said, yeah, maybe for you, but not for me. I want to keep going. I want to keep growing. And that's okay. So I've used this Easter period of time. So at the time of recording this, you'll hear it tomorrow being Tuesday. But these last 4 days of Easter, so Good Friday, I worked a big day. I had something like 10 clients coaching sessions on Friday. I stayed up until, I worked all day and then stayed up until 11 p.m. for my coaching with my coach in the US, which went into Saturday morning, so past midnight. I then had to get up early for early morning coaching clients. Again, I worked like half a day with coaching clients on Saturday. Really powerful, really, really enjoyable. I then did like chores around home and all that kind of stuff, and then I worked for the rest of the day, working on me, doing coaching for myself, some personal growth. I did my own workout, so looking after my own health and wellness. I ate very well. Sunday being yesterday, I got up. I had a full day of just work and working on me. Again, did another workout, focusing on eating really well, setting my week up for success. Today's Monday. Still, it's a public holiday. Again, today most people are not working. I've had a full day of clients. I'm going back right now to serve some more clients for tonight. I've had a big day of outcomes. I've been super focused and I've still been able to achieve what I want to achieve and more, and be super focused, loving what it is that I'm doing, while most people over the last 4 days have done nothing. I think how much I've got accomplished over this last 4 days. It's like, wow. Blowing my mind. That's really crazy. I think back to when I was in corporate, there's no way I would have done. I would have said, I'm having 4 days off, not working on me. I'm just, you know, gonna watch movies, gonna do whatever. But instead, I have this focus. Yeah, yes, my family life's a little bit different. My daughter's with her boyfriend, and her mum's side of the family for Easter. I saw her yesterday and just spending some time with her. But my family life's different. You could easily say, well, that's easy for you because you don't have these commitments. Well, I've got a whole bunch of stuff that I need to do and I need to deal with that you don't have to do potentially. So, yeah, it's just a decision that I make to, irrespective of what I've got going on, I still work on these things because they're fundamental to my success. And it means that when I do stop and I do have these reviews, I need to do it quarterly. I'm doing it every day, and then every sort of 30 days, and I'll have a more detailed review. But that is why I keep growing, because I'm being honest with myself, and I'm not just making up excuses to justify why I am here where I am. When I first start working with clients, I hear them say, well, you know, I'm here because of, you know, this has happened, or because you know, the kids are this age, or because these circumstances. And like, honestly, they're just excuses. It doesn't matter what you have to deal with, you find a way if you're hungry enough. Now, yes, that's why I have a great business, is because I help coach people to find the solutions for them, to help them, guide them, keep them accountable to achieve the things that they want to achieve, but they need to have their hand held through the process to help them do it. So that's why I exist, and that's why I'm existing here for you too. If you want to connect with me, all you need to do is go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. I offer a free global consultation with people. I'd love to help support you in what it is that you want to achieve in terms of health, wellness, mindset, nutrition, how to get you more energy in your life, how to get you achieving more results, be happier, more successful. I have a 100% money back customer satisfaction guarantee. So go to it. You've got nothing to lose. Stay safe, everybody. Stay healthy. Enjoy the last moments of your Easter. And let's get into a great week and go do that work. Review your last quarter's results. Where are you at? See you tomorrow.